L'Amérique. Mais l'Amérique, l'Amérique, je veux la voir et je l'aurai. L'Amérique, l'Amérique, si c'est un rêve, je le saurai.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of A Day in the Life of Noah. I will be telling you the several activities that I do during the day as a high school student. Episode 1, A Conversation in a Party. As I went to the party located in one of my friend's house, I noticed that there wasn't a lot of commotion coming from the house. I assumed I was early. When I got into the house, I found that my theory was right. It seemed that almost no one was present at the party. In the house was an old friend of mine who was the host for the party. As a way to greet him in an informal way, I dapped him up. While I was there, I helped him prepare for the party, as he wasn't completely ready for it. I set up the drinks, snacks, and I even offered to go to the door to greet people that came in. As the minutes went by, more people were arriving to the house, and each one of them were first greeted by me when they came to the door. It remained like that for a good 10 minutes. However, I was able to hug some of my old friends. "It has been so long," I said, relieved to see that they haven't changed after middle school. As the crowd became larger and less people became showing up at the door, I excused myself from my position and looked for my main friend group. Inside, everyone was settling in. They were partying, playing games, and overall having a good time. I was going to party with the rest of the group, but that is when I saw my main friend group playing on a video game in the living room. I went to greet them. "What's up?" I said. "Nothing. How about you?" one of my friends asked. "I'm good," I said. They proceeded me to invite me to a game of Call of Duty, a very popular game in America. Feeling very competitive, I accepted the offer. It was a very tough game, with a lot of trash talking, but I eventually won it. After the game, my friend group and I went on to talk to the rest of the members in the party about topics ranging from what was going on in school to playing games like Truth or Dare or Monopoly. Eventually, as the night emerged, we all said goodbye to one another as we all went home and prepared for school after the weekend.
What's up? Et une salutation informelle, une expression qu'on utilisait, issue des mots what is up, une façon de demander ce qui se passe. Cette phrase remonte au début du 19e siècle, dans les œuvres anglaises. Depuis lors, des itérations utilisées ont évolué à partir de la formulation de la phrase originale. En outre, la terme a été popularisé lorsqu'il a été utilisé par Bugs Bunny dans un show américain. En utilisant le terme comme signature de la salutation. Le terme a également fait son apparition dans des sports publicitaires et également dans Scary Movie, où une scène entière a été consacrée à la phrase. C'est un terme très populaire en Amérique et dans la culture pop en général, il est utilisé comme salutation et comme question rhétorique.
It has been so long.
est une expression utilisée pour souligner que quelque chose n'avait pas eu lieu depuis un certain durée. Lorsque vous répondez par I'm good, vous sous-entendez que les événements qui se sont produits dans votre vie ont eu un bon résultat et qu'il y a très peu de problèmes dans votre vie. How about you? Est une expression utilisée pour poser une question à quelqu'un après qu'il vous ait posé une question.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. Until next time, goodbye.
L'Amérique, si c'est un rêve, je le saurai. Tous les sifflets de train, toutes les sirènes de bateau, vont chanter sans pour la chanson de l'Eldorado.